For the first time, I've been able to operate with a clear mind and without constant spiritual opposition 24/7. The above statement is from a woman named Tiffany who has been helped and blessed by Bride Ministries. If you've ever felt demonically oppressed, suffered from trauma in your past, or been a victim of mind control, this episode is for you. Daniel Duvall is the founder and executive director of Bride Ministries International and is the senior leader of the Bride Ministries Church. He is the author of 7 books, including 2 number one top bestsellers on Amazon, a podcaster, coach, and has pioneered strategic assistance for survivors of extreme trauma. He trains, equips, vision casts, and leads with enthusiasm from a place of intimacy with God. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin, and we are dissecting Satanism and the occult as we head into the horrors of Halloween with Daniel Duvall, executive director of Bride Ministries. Daniel, how you doing tonight?
Fantastic. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yes. So I want to know how you clone yourself because you're on the show with us and you're training a bunch of people in the other room. How are you doing that? I need to have some of your tactics here.
I mean, you are the super mom with 4 kids homeschooling and doing this. I'm trying to take some notes from you.
Oh, well, you know what? Let's just trade some notes after this episode is over. But I seriously do want to know how you do 5 things at once. You're just phenomenal. Your ministry is mind-blowing. You live in Katy, Texas, wife Christian, son Dylan, and Dylan is a youngster, 17 months old?
17 months.
That is amazing.
Cute as can be.
Well, of course, he's got your DNA. That's going to happen. Now, Dan, I heard your eye-opening, jaw-dropping info that you shared on the Blurry Creatures podcast about a month ago. We created this theme to get you on this program. I could not wait to talk to you tonight. So thank you for being raw and real with some really hard subjects, but people are now becoming awake. COVID blew up in the globalist face because now people are wanting this content. I love that you're all about Christ's power to heal. Why did you even start working with survivors of extreme trauma backgrounds?
So the thing is, I was on a mission to follow God's plan for my life. That was my whole objective. I just wanted more Jesus after God captured my heart in college. Okay. And about the same time that I got on board with God as far as getting sin out of my life and going after God's grace and understanding who Jesus truly is on that intimacy level and relationship, God started introducing me to conspiracy theories, 9/11 truther movement. And every time I would start to research this stuff, I'd always land in the bottom of the barrel where people are talking about, it's the aliens that are after us. There's skinwalking reptiles. And every time I would get to that, bottom of the barrel, I'd say,
I'm done.
This is ridiculous. And I'd get back on track with what God was doing with us. So that's what I thought I was doing. I thought that, I'd follow these trains of thought and these conspiracy theories. And then I would hit the crazy people and I'll just go left. And for some reason, I just couldn't stop landing in this pit. And finally, when I got to Bible school, I said, I'm done. I'm after the glory. Signs, wonders, miracles, evangelism, getting people saved. I want to be a missionary, And so then I met a guy and he said, Dan Duvall, you're the only one that I can tell this. And I said, what are you going to tell me, man? He said, I was abducted by aliens last night. They came in my room. They were wearing cloaks. They were grays, and they took me on their ship. And then he started telling me about underground bases and dinosaurs. And can I tell you something? I was right back in those websites like later that night, like with Jesus. What's going on? And I couldn't get away from it. And God said, Daniel, I'm going to redefine the end times to you. Because I thought, I just thought that a really evil guy named Antichrist is going to rise up and then Jesus wins. And, there's other end time stuff we can get into. But I was pretty much just basic, I couldn't understand how alien creatures or Bigfoots or skinwalking reptiles have anything to do with the biblical narrative, much less my world.
Right.
And then I started talking to actual people. And this is the interesting thing that happens because you have people all over the world that are in total cognitive dissonance because they are going through sleep paralysis at night. They don't have their memories. What was your childhood like? I don't remember my childhood. You know, they have weird poltergeist activity. They're getting stalked by ancestral spirits. And then they show up and they say, oh, yeah, I don't think any of that's real. Even though they're going home to it at night, and their kids are having crazy, freaky nightmares and all kinds of weirds, waking up with literally scoop marks in their legs.
Oh, my God.
And there's all over the world, people living total cognitive dissonance. So all of this stuff is really happening to real people. And we're told if we talk about it, the only solution for us to be honest with what's happening to us and our children is to get on drugs. And so I had a real heart. I kind of got in touch with God's heart. That's where it is. I got in touch with God's heart, and God said, Daniel, you have to get on board with my agenda to help people. Because I love my kids. And I want the pain to stop. And I have the solution to the problem. And so getting on board with God's heart meant, oh, I accept the problems that you want to solve actually do exist.
Yes.
And then he started sending me people.
Okay, that is mind-blowing. Plus, you said a big jaw-dropping statement just now. If people are saying what really happened to them, what happens? We have the pharmaceutical industry saying, put them on some medication. And pharmacy, pharmakia, that means witchcraft. So it's a big, nasty downward spiral. Dan, you're talking my language. Now, before we freak out our audience talking about Bigfoot, you just rattle off like 10 things. People are like, all right, I was on with Counterculture Mom here for about the last year and a half. I've watched the 300 episodes. We got this Dan on. What has happened to this chick? Nothing's happened. Hang with me. I've been doing research on this for 30 years. But now's the time for Dan Duvall to be on our program. What comes out of this as a result is not my worry. We're just doing what God's called us to do. So take us slowly through this path so we don't have people passing out as they're watching this episode or tuning in via radio. You decided, because hardly anybody was talking about these traumatic experiences that people were going through and feeling or experiencing, to dive into that pit and rescue people. You started a whole healing ministry to help survivors of extreme trauma backgrounds. Is that how it basically started for you?
Yeah, I mean, I realized several things. Number one, that God actually has, you know, a heart for the people that are hurting. And we can be honest about the way that we are hurting. I personally went through some serious stuff. Like, I was stalked by evil spirits. I went through sleep paralysis personally. I used to get hammered by demons every night. I know what it's like to be asleep, have a demon walk, literally enter the dream space, go into a sleep paralysis, have the demon wrestling the body, and then I would have to wake myself up and rebuke the demon in Jesus' name and get off and go away. But it kept happening, like, every night, and no one could explain to me why. You just, you know, you rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and then you get attacked again the next day. Like, what creates that? So I know in my limited experience what some of this torment is like. I was looking for answers, and other people are looking for answers. And then what happened is I realized that the people that were the closest to the devil's actual plans for the last days, not the fabricated ones that they put in books and tell people this is what's going to happen, this is what the devil's trying to do. No, the actual plans.
Real deal.
Are the ones that were mind controlled, that came through the satanic cults and the high-ranking global elite cults, who had dissociated memories that were locked down with mind control techniques and technology. And I said, if these people don't get helped, we'll never know what the devil's up to. So it's a combination of all of these things converging that really allowed me to let God take me there. And then he started sending me people that were from these deep, dark occult worlds that said, Daniel, help us. And I'm gonna tell you something. The supernatural element of how God met me at that place of like, okay, I will say yes to this, is off the charts. And I could tell you, you know,
tell
the supernatural side of this story is really fun.
You have to tell us what happened. And then I have to talk more into detail about when the demonic activity would happen at night and attack you. So first tell me the supernatural aha moment where God said, it's coming from me. This is your ministry. This is your time and place and the journey I've got you on. How did that roll out?
Yeah. You know, I started off, I was trying to put out truth just like you. I mean, and you're doing a much better job than I ever did. No one wanted me on their podcast. So you're doing really good. Thank God for you, right? So I started a podcast and I had like 100 listeners. And I was so embarrassed by what I was talking about. I didn't even want my friends to know that I was doing what I was doing, right? But I was like, I'm going to do something. And I started seeking out people that had been through some kind of mind control. Yeah. To talk about their experience on my show so that I could open up a conversation or be part of it. And I did that. I found someone and then I ended up working with them. And the way that it started was after we did a whole series of interviews, I asked them, because I'd been praying them through as we were doing the interviews. I would pray, we'd meet with them, we'd work through, like, these are the memories we're going to talk about, whatever. At the end of that, I asked a question. I said, is there anyone on the inside that wants to talk to me? And I realized that the answer was yes. And I met their first alternate personality. Well, some of the other alternate personalities came out and I talked to all of these different people in the same physical body, right? But there were different people on the inside that are talking to me, which exist there because of trauma. Well, that's the whole basis of mind control. You shatter the psyche, you shatter the mind through trauma beginning at an early age, often before 7, and it causes the person to go to a deep dissociation that produces an alternate personality or a series of them out of shattered soul fragments. So I was meeting these shattered soul fragments and I told them, I said, well, if you're willing to receive, I'm willing to minister to you. And that is when I began to be introduced to what are called inner worlds, right? And the complexity of what the programmers installed in this person's subconscious. And then I started having these divinely inspired angelic interventions where God had actually assigned angels to this individual and they were occupying space in their inner world, similar to the way the alternate personalities would. And the angels were on assignment to teach us how to undo the programming that the programmers did. So, I mean, it's kind of going to blow some people's minds, but it's like, no, you know, yeah, God had angels train me to do this because there was no humans that were really standing in line saying, we're going to open up a school, which we did later. We actually have one now, which is what I'm doing simultaneously while we're in this podcast.
This is going to be way too short of an episode, but let me just hammer home a couple things. I can verify that several times over the course of speaking the last 20, 25 years around this globe, I have been attacked by demons, literal demons. One, I was driving from a Boston airport to an event about an hour west of Boston, and a demon came into my vehicle, grabbed a hold of my steering wheel. I couldn't see it. I felt it, and it was trying to steer me into a semi, and it was late at night, about 11 o'clock at night. And after about a minute or two, my now husband, Luke, we were engaged at the time, called me, who was teaching a Bible class at a drug rehab place down in South Carolina. And he was yelling into the phone, Tina, Tina, I tried to answer it. I'm trying to put all my weight in the steering wheel. Long story short, he was yelling at me, are you okay? God told me to call you. And I'm yelling to him, there's a demon in my vehicle. And I was like screaming. I was like kind of blood curdled scream. I thought I was gonna die. I really thought I was gonna die. So the line went dead. And then he called back a second time. Neither one of us could hear each other, but we heard this on the phone. The most demonic laugh I've heard in my life, put chills down my spine. Phone went dead a second time. All I knew what to do, Dan, is in my vehicle while driving 70 miles an hour down the highway, coming close to the semi with all my weight, trying to turn the demonic thing on my steering wheel the opposite direction. And I just yelled out, in the name of Jesus, get off my steering wheel, in the name of Jesus. And then it left. Luke then called me back a third time. He's like, is someone killing you? He thought I was being murdered because he heard that laugh on the phone. So I know firsthand I over the years, I've had demons try to wipe me out. That's just one of 10 stories I could tell you. And I also had angels appear and tell me messages that only God knew about my life in physical form. But then that person would angel would disappear seconds after giving me a message. So everything you told me, hands down, I completely agree. But I want to go back to what you said earlier. Who are the programmers trying to program these people, for example, that you saw different personalities come out of? Who are the programmers, and why would they want to program these people? Because a lot of people that are watching this right now don't understand that aspect of it.
Well, there are various, a programmer is someone that's trained to essentially traumatize a person, drug a person, and then in that state of typically drugged trauma, put a program into them that will manipulate the way their life functions. So let me give you an example, like just generic, right? So let's say a parent sells their child out to MKUltra. Now that child will have handlers. Those handlers are typically the parents and other relatives that the military will fly in to, for example, a training center session. And they'll say, this is how you handle your children. You will deprive them of this. You will make them do these number of chores per hour per week. You will make sure that they are sexually traumatized, which means dads, you know, take care of your little girls and boys. And all kinds of, they'll give them instructions. Now that's the handler side of the conversation. Then you have the programmers, and they'll say, you have to make sure that these children are delivered to specific locations so that the programmers, which are scientists, they're trained, they're professionals. A lot of them have taken notes from Dr. Mengele and other evil people around the world. And they'll sit the child down, tie them up, abuse them, drug them, and then they'll take out a script and they'll start reading the script and electroshocking. And while they're doing that, they're building inner worlds. They're shattering the mind, and they're telling the pieces of shattered mind who they are and what to believe. So they're imparting counterfeit identity with the script. So it's like, well, you know, your whole purpose is to be an assassin, you know? So this is who you are. This is your job. That they'll have a script. And then once they have the part that's prepared, then it'll go through actual training. So the kid will maybe go to a military boot camp or something like that, but they'll train the alternate personality that the programmer creates during these programming sessions. So they're scientists, and there are a lot of programmers, and you wouldn't know the programs, because the programmers are doctors. They are actual scientists in real universities. They're professionals. They have day jobs in real lives. Some of them are military people. Some of them are generals. Some of them are admirals. And some of them live right next door to people, like because they have like cover lives. So you have programmers all over the place.
We got to go to commercial break, just because we have to go to commercial break. But I am dying to talk to you. The second we come back, we have more questions that we have to answer. Thank you for what you do.
We are in a cancel culture. Is your money safe? Are you holding it in a place that shares your conservative Christian values? If your funds are not with a financial institution that shares your values, they may be in jeopardy if you are not in agreement with their secular values. American Christians could lose billions of charitable donations without even knowing it. Capstone Legacy Foundation's charter ensures that we follow donor intent. Please go to capstonelegacy.org to help us see if you need to change where you are holding your assets for planned giving. That's capstonelegacy.org.
Optimize your health. Protect against chronic disease. The most powerful antioxidant on the market. 172 times stronger than vitamin C. A breakthrough formula called C60 Complete, containing the purest combination of the world's healthiest ingredients. 28,000 positive effects published in research, backed by top scientists and leading researchers. A patented NASA-grade formula that comes in easy-to-swallow gel capsules. Get $5 off your order by going to counterculturemom.com and using promo code Tina.
The public education system is a burning building, but our children don't have to be trapped in the flames of anti-God, anti-American, and anti-freedom agendas. Rescue your children today. My Father's World can help. With a Bible-centered complete curriculum for preschool through high school, My Father's World returns the focus to God, family, community, and patriotism. Join the nearly 250,000 families who have already escaped public education through homeschooling. My Father's World can also help you bring real education reform to your community with a micro school or Christian school. Visit mfwbooks.com/Fortina or scan the QR code for more information and get your special offer. That's mfwbooks.com/Tina for homeschool, micro school, and preschool. My Father's World is your solution.
Our special offer for this week on the topic of Satanism is the very fitting download of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. This is an expose of the music industry that is a must watch for adults down to teens. Just go to counterculturemom.com, click on the store tab at the top of the page, and then you will see They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll 3-hour MP4 download. Find out how rock's most popular artists have sold their souls for rock and roll. In this mind-blowing expose, Pastor Joe Schimmel reveals just how Satan has been effectively using popular music to undermine God's plan for the family and ultimately heralding the coming of the Antichrist and his kingdom on earth. Once again, just go to counterculturemom.com, click on the store tab, and you will find They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour MP4 download. At checkout, use code TINA15, TINA15, no spaces, to get 15% off your total order from that store. We're back from commercial break. Dan Duvall, you're blowing my mind, and usually my mind's not that blowing. So you're going into major, major depths here of what's going on with MK Ultra, mind control, all of it. You have a ministry we're going to talk about here in a minute, but pick up where you just left off. You and I both talking about these topics over the years, a lot of people might think you're nuts for what you're exposing, what you're doing. How does God keep you on the straight and narrow to stick with the mission he gave you, knowing full well that what you're exposing is absolute truth?
Look, here's the thing. Jesus said, you will know them by their fruit. Here's the deal. We see that people are being set free, healed, delivered, and having powerful, powerful testimonies of the glorious victory of Jesus Christ that came out of churches that said I was crazy. It's okay. Well, you could say I'm crazy. I don't mind. I will be the crazy guy if that's what it takes for God's people to get set free. It's like you can call me crazy, and you could tell your people, you know, we don't agree with that at all. But if you have problems we can't solve, then you can go there privately. Just don't tell us you did it. Like, I'll be that guy. I'm cool. You know, because God has a purpose for this. And I'm just more interested in God's will being done, which means people set free and delivered. So look, I'm a fruit guy. I'm after fruit. And here's my fundamental thing. I think like a businessman. If it doesn't work, don't sell it. So I'm in the business, right, of figuring out what actually works. And we keep solving new problems. And the thing is, you know, it's just like, okay, did it work? If it didn't, trash it. And let's figure out what really is working to get people set free, delivered, walking in their mandate and calling. So many people have been given powerful callings and they're locked out. Why? Because they're broken. Their hearts are broken because of the trauma they've been through. And the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If people are walking around carrying brokenness on the inside, they are the manifestation of that brokenness, which means poverty, which means lack of opportunity, which means identity issues, which means sexual confusion. And God is trying to break the power of confusion. I'm just like, yeah, I'll be part of that.
Absolutely.
And that keeps me pretty straight.
So I have about 47 more questions for you. We're going to do in part two. So everybody hang tight. It's going to be phenomenal. My brain is smoking at this point. You have a phenomenal website, deliverance.bridemovement.com. Tell us what's on it and what can we get from it.
Yeah. So deliverance.bridemovement.com is another one of our subdomains. So the main website is bridemovement.com. And deliverance.bridemovement.com is basically a deliverance portal. It takes a lot of my prayers from Prayers That Shake Heaven and Earth and Advanced Prayers That Shake Heaven and Earth. And I think a couple from the third book as well. And what it does is it allows the user to go through a series of assessments and say, you know, I have this problem. I do not have this problem. I think that this is an issue for me.
I love it. And then also you have bridemovement.com. Everybody's got to go check that out. Bridemovement.com. We can donate to your cause right here. You also have a lot of great other resources on this website. Go to counterculturemom.com, click on the Watch Now tab, watch all four episodes this week, and share these messages with the masses. Let's draw people to the Lord, people, with the time that we got left. Dan, I'll see you in a couple minutes. Hang tight.